الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, this is our final program for this trip of ours. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept it and make it a means of hidayat for humanity as well. Our starting point, brothers, sisters, is let us take a brief look at a brief history and Siratul Nabawiyya, the life Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable Milad Mubarak took place in Makkah Mukarrama. The Master alayhi salatu salam's father had passed away prior to the Milad Mubarak and the honorable birth. Hence the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a yateem. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Did Almighty Allah not find you an orphan? Fa'awa, and Allah jalla wa'ala gave you shelter. And Almighty Allah made Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one whom Almighty Allah praises the most. Four times this Mubarak name is mentioned, and one surah chapter is dedicated, chapter 47, known as Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ahmad, once it is mentioned in the noble Quran, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam praises Almighty Allah the most in the entire creation. So you see both ways, what is the meaning of Muhammad and Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam grows up in Makkah Mukarramah, and we see that the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes with Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha, and then we all know what happens, that everyone loved the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, the title was given As-Sadiqul Ameen. Once there was drought and famine in Makkah Mukarramah. Abu Talib, Abdul Muttalib, they are the family members, made mashura, what should we do? So you must remember that they took the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam while she was still a child, and right to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and let the Mubarak, face Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam touch the Kaaba. And Ya Allah, through the wasila, through the barakah of this Mubarak blessed child, Ya Allah, open the heavens and the skies and let the rain and the mercy come down. If you want a reference of this, go open Ar-Rahikul Makhtum, the sealed nectar, and you will find. So we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Prior to the mission and message and the revelation that the Master alayhi salatu salam received, and all these extraordinary events were taking place, we call it Irahas. Irahasat is the plural, which means that Irahas, extraordinary events. preparing the Master alayhi salatu salam and humanity at large, one of the greatest events will still unfold, and that is the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam for all times, all places, all circumstances. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but as a mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah jalla wala. The Master alayhi salatu salam goes with Abu Talib, goes to Biladu Sham. Sham in English you translate as the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. And when we speak about Biladu Sham, it refers to Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. And there a person who's a monk, he saw that the trees are giving shade to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said and inquired that who is the guardian of this personality. They said that the guardian is he, Abu Talib. He called Abu Talib and said, take this personality home. The enemies, I'm telling you, will try and assassinate him, and he is destined to become the final and last messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla. See, brothers, this is all prior to Nubuwat and Wahi and Revelation, Irahasat, the extraordinary events. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved to go to Hira, the cave. Ghar means a narrow cave. Kahf means Suratul Kahf, a broad cave. Nevertheless, why Ghar-e-Hira? From there Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam could see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to meditate about the majesty, the grandeur of Almighty Allah. Then in Ramadan Mubarak, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 40 years old, and Jibreel alayhi salam comes. You open Bukhari Sharif, the starting, you will find the incident in detail there. And then the first five verses of Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi, were revealed. And the revelation came, and the revolution started. The same people who said, you are Sadiqul Amin, and they loved the Master alayhi salam, they entrusted him, the Master alayhi salam, with their valuables. Now they use unsavory comments and funny crazy names, Allah forbid. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the people used to come for Hajj, because Hajj is from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, so he used to go gully to gully, tent to tent, and tell them, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Go open Tabarani, go open Mustad Ahmad, you will find, go open Siratul Nabawiyyah. O people, believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and you'll be successful. And that is how the mission started. And then we find that when Master alayhi salatu salam was 45 years old, the persecution, torture intensified. So the first hijrah took place, and that is from Makkah Mukarramah to Habasha to the African continent, yea, in Ethiopia. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old, we find that nikah took place. And the Master alayhi salatu wasalam got married. Who proposed? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She would have agents various places that you take the merchandise and you go and sell. And in that way, she would stay at home, but the various agents would go. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was approached. Why don't you take certain merchandise and you can go and sell and so forth? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to all, Almighty Allah jalla wala, so much barakah and blessing. So she also realized that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is someone special. She is Sayyida Khadija binti Khuwailid radiallahu anha. Her sister's name is Hala. Remember that. Hala was a sister. And she was married previously. She had children also. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She sent a message discreetly. Tell Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will and I am prepared to settle down. Subhanallah, the proposal came for our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, because she saw the integrity, honesty, and the akhlaq kareema, the noble character of the Master alayhi salam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that your character is so sublime and so exalted, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 25 years old. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is 40 years old. The nikah took place and our families were so happy, an occasion of joy and happiness. They lived together, and remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very, very young. He grew up in that household. Remember that. And we find that there were 6 children. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no recompense and reward and wages, but you must love my family, O Ummah. Today, if someone has to ask us, name the 11 wives of Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah majority will struggle to mention all 11 wives. Mention the 7 children of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and 1 from Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha. How many of us know this? So we have Qasim, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have Abdullah, the son of the Master alayhi wa sallam. He was also known as Tayyib and Tahir. That is Abdullah. Then the 4 beloved daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum, and the youngest and most beloved, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in. So learn all this from Maria Qibtiya Ibrahim, the beloved son of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the persecution intensified, we find that the Sahaba, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and others left Makkah Mukarramah, came here to Africa, to Habasha. On the other side, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. And the conditions are getting more and more difficult. Sayyidina Bilal and Sahaba are tortured, persecuted. You, my honorable mothers and sisters, do you know your contribution? The first personality, alal itlaq, absolutely. If you look at men, women, adults and children, the first personality to embrace Islam was none other than Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Understand what the women did. Subhanallah. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habibana, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why you mention Sayyida Khadija's name so often? We are here, we are your honorable wives. The Master alayhi salatu salam, sometime hala used to come. Oh, my mothers, daughters, sisters, tomorrow, next week, Ramadan, you're giving birth. Give the name Hala to your beloved daughter, the sister of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. When Hala radiallahu anha used to come to the houses, Hujurat, Surah 49, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable wives, then the Master alayhi salam occasionally wa'inahu tazrifan. His tears would roll down, because her voice was very similar to that of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are here. The Master alayhi salam said, O Aisha, O Siddiqa, Ya Muwaffaqa, different names. The Master alayhi salam was addressed Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, said, O Aisha, she believed in me when the world rejected me. She gave her wealth to me when no one was prepared to support me financially. She's the mother of my children, O Aisha. And look at the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. O Aisha, radiallahu anha, O Siddiqa, she is unique and unique and exemplary. She, Siddiqa, that Aisha says, after that, we always would speak great things And we would compliment our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. But the Ummah today, when we are in Madinah Munawwara, Hajj time, Umrah time, we announce to the brothers we are going to the Maqbara, to the graveyard Baqi. Then we have 40, 50 brothers, mashallah. We explain to them, this is the Ahlul Bayt, they are buried there. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wives are part of the Ahlul Bayt. The beloved daughters are part of the Ahlul Bayt. So all that we show, where Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. So he was 18 months old when he passed away. And the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was weeping and crying. So Nabi alayhi salam said, O my son Ibrahim, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun. We are sad today with your separation. We can no more talk to you and we can no more walk with you. So therefore we cry. When we cry, it is rahmah and mercy from Almighty Allah on the occasion of sadness. Nevertheless, then we show where Imam Malik rahimahullah is buried, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is buried. When we come to Makkah Mukarramah, we announce tomorrow, Friday, we're going to the Maqbara. Al-Mu'alla. Learn the pronunciation. Mu'alla. Makkah is in a slope. So where the graveyard cemetery is, that area is called Hajun. And where the cemetery is called Mu'alla. And where your hotels are, your Hilton and Zamzam and all that Imam Darul Tawheed, so that is called Misfala, the lower area of Makkah. So that is the upper region, this is the lower region. Upper region, Mu'alla. Lower region, Misfala. So that is Makkah at a slope. So when I announce, so how many brothers will come? 5, maximum 10. To go to our mother's grave, we forgot. Ye ummat ihsan faramushi mein mubtala hai. We forgot the people who did us the greatest favor. She stood as a pillar of support for Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ummah forgot. Is this not a travesty of justice? Think about it seriously. When we go, we say, As-salamu alayki ya ummal mu'mineen tahira. She was pure, she was chaste, she's ummal mu'mineen. How Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her. The ummah says we love her. Kullun yadda'i bihubbi layla, wa layla la tuqirru bidhaak. Everybody used to tell Layla, I love you. But Layla says, no one loves me. Only my Majnoon loves me. Today you ask the youngster who's newly married. I told one youngster today that they tell us it's Human Rights Day. I phoned him after Fajr. I asked him, what you doing? So he laughed. So I asked him, that is human rights today, what you busy with conjugal rights maybe. You understood? So kullun yadda'i bihubbi layla wa layla la tuqirru bidhaak. So you must remember that everybody used to tell Layla that we love. She said, no one loved me, only Majnoon loves me. So even today when a person is newly married, what he says, I'm madly in love with her, my wife. Then someone told Majnoon, but her teeth are not properly aligned. She got a slight squint in her eyes. What you say about that, Majnoon? Majnoon said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Beauty is in the beholder of the eye, person who see. Some people only see negative, some people see positive and love everywhere. That is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Remember this ummah. Carry on. The ladies, females' contribution. First martyr in the history of Islam. Who? Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu anha. Abu Jahl took the spear. The most tender proportion of Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu anha's body. So he tortured her, persecuted her. She became the first martyr in the history of Islam. Ammar is the son. Yasir is the father. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the persecution and told them, sabran, sabran ya ala Yasir, fa inna mawidakum al jannah. Exercise patience, Allah will give you jannah. They were given great tidings of Jannah. Our beloved country, South Africa. So brothers, do you know the first masjid? The first masjid was established 200 years prior to our democracy. In 1994, we started democracy. 1794, the first masjid was established in Burqa. Oh, mothers, sisters, who gave that piece of land and sand? Who? Sarki van de Kaap. We don't even know our own history, brothers. Sarki van de Kaap. Van de Kaap from Cape Town. Sarki was a lady, embraced Islam. And subhanallah, Imam Tuanguru was now released after 13 years of incarceration at Robben Island. From 1781 to 1793, he was at Robben Island. He was a sheikh, he was a hafiz. And he wrote the first Quran Sharif at Robben Island. That is why we know Robben Island is so important for us. If you want to see that Quran, go to the first masjid, Masjid Awwal in Burqab, next to Hilton Hotel. If I tell you Burqab, you'll forget. You're not used to Afrikaans. Hilton Hotel, you'll remember. So there you go, 100 meters, 120 meters, then you will see the masjid from the hotel. And there in the showcase, you will find the Quran Sharif. Then you go and study the history, who donated, who gave that land as waqf. A lady. Imagine all the Quran Sharif, all the Taraweeh, all the Salat, Itikaf, all the reward going back to Sarki, Fandika. That is our history. You go to the African continent, when you go to Morocco. I've been there that last year or 2 years ago, I was there. You must go to a place called Fas in Arabic, nowadays in French and all that they call Fez, F-E-Z. The oldest university in the world. This is what we are teaching you, O Ummah, Muslim and non-Muslim. We educate the Muslim and propagate to the non-Muslim. The oldest university. Which is the oldest university? So when you go to Morocco, you go to the city and it's called Fez. And it's called Fas in Arabic. Al-Fas ma'fihi bihi ba's. So when you go there, they say in Arabic, there's no harm. Anyway, then you will find Jamia Qayrawan. Jamia Qayrawan, oldest university in the world. From that time, if you want confirmation of this and affirmation, go to UNESCO and look at their website and see what they say. Who studied, who gave that land, who gave the building of that university? Jamia Qayrawan. My brothers, sisters, children, it is Fatima Fihri. Fatima Fihri gave the land, gave the sand, gave the structure. Take this, O Ummah, and study. They studied Quran, they studied Hadith, they studied fiqh, jurisprudence, they studied history. If you know one of the famous historians of Islam, Ibn Khaldun, remember he studied there. Non-Muslims studied there. If you study the Catholic Church, they have various popes. Now is Pope France, and before him was Pope that other person, whatever his name. Then that time, Pope Sylvester, he studied there. Benedict was the previous one. You know why Benedict resigned? The previous Pope. You know why he resigned? Pope Benedict made a statement and told the Christian, the bishops, they had a caucus and told them, this religion of ours is a false religion, is not a true religion. When he said that, it was meltdown, lockdown. Today you speak of meltdown and lockdown in the Christian church. The Pope is saying this is not the right religion. Said, Pope, you better resign. We got big problems here. So they made him resign and he said, Islam is the true religion. Go study. When I went to Germany, when I went to Zurich, Switzerland, we got the clip, but it's in German language and all. So my brothers, you must understand, our Islam was, is, will always be the best, and we share it with the rest. So Pope Sylvester also studied in Jamia Qayrawan. That is what Islam did. So let's go on and see the lady's contribution, the man's contribution. So the Sahaba became Muslims, they embraced Islam, and they said that we are prepared to make every sacrifice. Allah Jalla Wala made them the beacons of light. Surah 9 verse 100. Surah 9 verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. The first and the foremost people among the Muhajirin and Ansar, and those who follow them immaculately, Allah announces for them, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah, and for them is Jannatul Firdaus. Imagine, glad tidings in this world. Go on, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 50 years old, 25 years married, 6 children. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam is crying, weeping. This is my beloved wife for 25 years. And now she has passed away. وَانْتَقَلَتْ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And if you go, I took this Hafiz Muhsin Randeri now last month. And I told him, come, I show you something. We went there to the cemetery. And if you look where Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried, you will find within there, there's a small border. Qasim, the beloved son, first son of the Master alayhi salam, is buried there in the same grave. So mother and son are buried there. Oh Ummah, learn these things here. So nevertheless, so that is how now Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is grieving, very sad. Abu Talib did not embrace Islam, the chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle, he also dies, but he defended the Master alayhi salam on many occasions. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 51 years old. Now what happens? This year is called Amul Huzan, the year of sadness and grief. Almighty Allah says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will take you for a miraculous nocturnal journey. No personality before, no personality after will ever experience. Study the beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Supara, chapter 17, verse 1. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. So from masjid al-haram, Makkah Mukarramah to masjid al-aqsa. Now brothers, 3 points. You need to know all this. It's very, very important. Before Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was created, the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. In Alam-e-Arwah, the realm of the souls, the realm of the spirit, everyone's ruh was created already. Almighty Allah took a pledge, a covenant from us. And what is that pledge? Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. Quran. So every one of the ruh answered, yes Allah, you are our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Where did this pledge and covenant take place? It took place at Wadi al-Na'man. What's Wadi al-Na'man? Wadi al-Na'man is Arafat. So on the 9th of Zilhijjah, when 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people assembled there, we all are saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. We are all are crying, begging, beseeching Allah. So I tell the Hajis 3 things you have to do. Read Quran Sharif in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, Mina and Arafat. You complete your Quran Sharif. And then raise your hands and ask Allah. And every dua will be accepted inshallah. Second dua. Before Nabi Adam alayhi salam was created, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala took a pledge and covenant from every ruh and soul and spirit in Alam-e-Arwa, in the realm of the souls. Alastu bi rabbikum. So we have come here, Ya Allah, we are Duyufur Rahman, we are your guest in Hajj, we in Ihram. We say and renew that pledge. What do we say? Anta Rabbuna. Anta Rabbuna, Ya Allah, whether there's meltdown and shutdown and lockdown, you are still our sustainer, nourisher, provider. That is Allah. So who sustained us whilst we were in the womb of our mother? Who sustained us in the plain, in the hadar and safar? Who sustains us in all different parts of the world? Is the one Allah, He's the sustainer, nourisher, provider. So that is our commitment we have to make. And then we tell the people, cry so much before sundown in Arafat. Your heart has to bear testimony. My beloved, my Rahim, my Kareem, Allah has forgiven me already. That is our Hajj. So that is the pledge. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, Masjid al-Aqsa. Now learn this. We have big problems with the apartheid regime and the Zionist regime of Israel. Today they call it, learn all these facts, my brothers and sisters, Al-Ha'itul Mabki. They call it the Wailing Wall. I went right down there also. So the Jutlas, they looked at me very funny. I said, you can't touch me. Allah is with us. So you must remember this. So that is the whole Jidarul Buraq. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Makkah Mukarramah, then the Buraq was fastened there, and today this apartheid regime, they stole that wall of ours, the Western wall. They all listening to me. Now they're listening to me. So you must remember that is part of the occupation, they have taken our land. So what happens? Now the next pledge I want to share with you. Why did Almighty Allah in the first Qibla at Masjidul Aqsa assemble the Anbiya and say, O Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must make the imamat because you are Imamul Anbiya al Mursaleen. See what Quran says. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. O Anbiya, we took a pledge from humanity. Every one of them said, Allah is Rabb, Sustainer, Nourisher, Provider. But from you, Anbiya, alayhimu salatu salam, we're taking a special pledge. The final and the last messenger, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, will come. And you must tell him, the Master alayhi salam, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْشُرُنَّهِ, that you bring iman on him, his last but he's the greatest, his last but he's the mightiest messenger. You tell him, we brought iman on you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa latansurunna, and we are going to help your message. What the Anbiya said, qalu aqrarna, yes Allah, we ready, we will do that. So Almighty Allah made a manifestation of that at Masjidul Aqsa. 35 acres today belongs to us. It don't belong to no Likud party or Labour party or this party and blue and white party. It belongs to us. Remember that the Ummah. That Aqsa is not the structure. Aqsa is not Qubbatul Sakhra, only the Golden Dome. The whole area of Aqsa is ours. The whole of Palestine is ours. I'll give you that just now. So my brothers, this was the secret. Why Almighty Allah assembled the Anbiya there? So they must announce that yes, we believe in you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah made reference to this in the Noble Quran. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes up. First heaven, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, 25 times his honorable name, Abul Bashir, the father of humanity. Second heaven, then we find Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his name also 25 times. See Quran, Inna masala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. The similitude of Nabi Adam and Nabi Isa alayhi salam is very similar. The amount of times their Mubarak names are mentioned in the Quran is the same also, 25 times each. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam met Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. You mothers, brothers, sisters, always you say, my daughter is married 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, nothing happening. Why you don't read the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam? He was so old. He's crying to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm old. My wife is old. Inni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala ar-ra'su shayba. Surah Maryam, right in the beginning. Ya Allah, my bones have become brittle. Ya Allah, my hair is gone grey and white. Ya Allah, give me a son. Not go count my money, but continue with my message and mission. So what dua he made? Surah 21, verse 89. Surah 21, verse 89. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, who the Jews murdered. Rabbi la tadharni fardaw wa anta khairul warithin. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone. You are the best one to grant aid. Surah 3 verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Ya Allah, grant me pious, chaste children. Children who are pure and chaste. Today the Ummah, my mother say, I want a handsome son, I want a beautiful daughter, but they don't say chaste. Therefore you see the children running around committing zina, fornication and what. Read this dua, Surah 3 verse 38. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. Allah Jalla Wala in his old age grants Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. He and Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam are connected in relatives, the mothers are sisters, so in that way. Anyway, we continue, third lesson. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, third sky. Yusuf alayhi salam. Open Surah 12. The vicissitudes of life, jealousy, for pride, what it does. They took Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and dumped him there in the well. We don't want him out of sight, out of mind. This is what Islam is teaching. Then they sold him as a slave. They said, let him go. Subhanallah, ye Yaqub alayhi salam. He knows about the dream. And he's crying, weeping. When you have halat, you lost millions in your business now because of all the shutdown and because of all the load shedding and because of all these restrictions we have. So what you going to do? When there's difficulty everywhere, things are really tight, what you going to do? You take Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam's lesson. Cry, complain, not to human being. Cry to Allah. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. He said, Ya Allah, my handsome Yusuf is gone. The weeks have passed. The years have passed. The months have passed. Let me see my handsome Yusuf. He cries. He becomes blind. Allah said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. That, O Yaqub alayhi salam, the patience you exercise is so beautiful. See what happens. He comes there, and now, yeah, in this ordinary world, if a lady proposes for us, we think we must be the most handsome guy, you know. So she was the lady, the queen-like almost, the princess. And she closed all the doors and windows, and she wanted to seduce him. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. Come, come you, Yusuf. So he said, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Allah protect me. See, Anbiya, pure and chaste. So Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, now a lot of condition, halal. He tells the Amir, make me, ij'alni ala khazain al-ard. Make me your minister of agriculture, minister of finance, minister of energy. I won't do what our people are doing here, yeah? Corruption, nay. I will sort everything out with Allah's help. When the people saw everything coming in their favor, the brothers are in Canaan, in Palestine, and yeah, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Egypt is flourishing and Palestine things are declining. They're experiencing terrible conditions. The brothers who dumped him into the well, they came. If you only understood Surah Yusuf, if you read this portion, you'll cry. They came with a voucher. You know the voucher, fake voucher. With money counterfeit, simple. You understood? بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُشْجَاعَةٍ فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقَ عَلَيْنَا. O king, O ruler, we don't even have money, we got this monopoly money to make you understand. Give us charity, we beg you, we have nothing. He looks at them, Yusuf alayhi salam. هَلْ أَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفْ. You remember what you did to Yusuf? When they looked properly, they asked him, Anta Yusuf, are you Yusuf? Then he said, yes, I am Yusuf. Allah Ta'ala changes halat. People you want to destroy, Allah elevates them. When they show, they are the true slaves and servants of Allah. So don't worry about halat. We have to join ourselves with Allah. We don't only charge your cell phone the whole day and night. Charge our batteries of iman and connect ourselves to Almighty Allah. See how Allah will change halat conditions in our favor. Yusuf alayhi salam is in the well. Yusuf alayhi salam is sold as a slave. Yusuf alayhi salam is sold in the market. Today Allah makes him the king and the ruler of Egypt. But Yusuf alayhi salam is Nabi. In the ending he cries. Surah 12 verse 101. فاطر السماوات والأرض. Ya Allah, you created the heavens and earth. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. Ya Allah, you are my protector in this world and the year after. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Surah 12 verse 101. Ya Allah, unite, Ya Allah, give me death with Iman, Islam. Ya Allah, unite me with the devout and divine pious servants of yours. 4-7, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. So Nabi Harun alayhi salam learned the du'as. Nabi Musa alayhi salam went to collect and receive the Torah. Yeah, the people started worshipping the calf, the cow, like today the people do in India and so forth. So when Nabi Musa alayhi salam came, he was furious. And he even held his brother's beard and shook it, Nabi Harun. So his brother told him, don't do this. That these people, yeah, they will enjoy it that me and you are having this misunderstanding. Two brothers, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, crying to Allah, chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. You and your wife, you and your children, there's no shop, there's no job, nothing is weakened now. So get together in the comfort of your house and make the dua. See how halat will change, how conditions will change. Surah 7, verse 151. Then we go, now this is number 3rd, Nabi Idris alayhi salatu salam. Then Nabi, that is on the 4th heaven. Then Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, 5th. Then Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam on the 6th. Then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam on the 7th. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Muru ummataka. You give salam, O Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to your ummat. Say, I, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, convey salam. But tell them this Jannah Qi'an is barren land. So if they want something, then every time, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. I said four trees in Jannah already that will last forever. So keep this tongue moist with the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Today we worry our physical body, we want the best food, this meal, that meal, 7 course, 9 course, and the last course, intercourse, we want all these things. But you must remember, brothers, what about the soul? What about the spirit? So that is zikrullah. Allah, bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Almighty Allah, the hearts will find peace and content. Makkah Mukarrama, Majidul Haram to Aqsa is Isra. Then from there up to the heavens is the Mi'raj. Then above that, in the Sidratil Muntaha is what? The Mukalama, the Muhadasa, the dialogue. Fa'awha, Surah 53, Surah Wan Najmi. Go read, my brothers, Quran Sharif. Go read the Ahadith in Muslim Sharif. Go read Mishkat Sharif's commentary, Mirqat by Mullah Ali Qari. Oh, first thing I meet you, Assalamu alaikum. Nowadays they tell us, you understand, that you mustn't shake hands and all that. In Islam, to shake hands is sunnah. So remember, you don't want to shake hands, that is your choice. So remember that, but we should not be doing all this elbow business and giving a shoe business. We don't believe in all these things. That you leave for the Chinese and all these guys. You understood? So we Muslim, remember that. Fisara wa dara. Good time also be Muslim and difficult time also be Muslim. So let's carry on. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is remember seeing the tajalli, the nur, the radiance, the effulgence of Almighty Allah. That is our belief of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Salam to you, O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Wassalawat. All my bodily ibadat, my salat, my saum, my hajj. So whatever we do with our body is for your love and your pleasure, O Almighty Allah. Wat tayyibat, all the financial ibadat and acts of worship, our zakat, our charity, all these type of things is for your love. At-tahiyyat, the greeting. Wassalawat, bodily ibadat. And what the ibad, the financial ibadat, three things. Almighty Allah addresses. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alayka ayyuan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam upon you, O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we say, read abundant Durood Sharif, brothers. Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala nabiyy al-mukhtar. When we enter the masjid, we enter Masjid Nabawi, we enter any masjid, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. So that is sunnah. It's sunnah, open Musnad Ahmad. So you must remember this type of things. And then you read Allah maftahli abwaab rahmatik. So the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullah, Allah special mercy wa barakatu, from Allah's side, special, special barakah. What is barakah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was yateem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belonged to a poor household. Allah says, Ya Rasulullah, I will make you the best of the best. So great, so majestic. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will elevate your name, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, Allah Jalla Wala's name, then your name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Who can take all this? Any government, any person, any politician, he wants to make derogatory remarks, he wants to make movies, he wants to make cartoons, whatever, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Against Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, you all know the surah, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily, the one who hates you, the one who hates the messenger or the message, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, huwa al-abtar, he'll be crushed by Almighty Allah. He'll be torn to shreds. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all of them, and today the modern tenpot dictators who want to bring laws that we can't take the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't speak of Islam. So remember, Allah Ta'ala cuts them to shreds. The name of the Master alayhi wa sallam gets more and more elevated. Remember that. So today you go to Brussels, Belgium. I mentioned this yesterday to somebody who was shocked. I said, if you go to Brussels, the heart of Europe, the most common name there in the heart of Europe today in Brussels and Belgium is Muhammad. Who can stop? يُرِيدُونَ يُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to extinguish Islam, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with their mouths and their media. بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will, the noor of Islam, the noor of the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will let it spread in every country, every continent, every city. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although they hate it and detest it, who can change it? Nobody. So we are small chewing gums. What? We got media and that. We're not even 0.25%. The media is by them. But we speak the truth, they embrace Islam, alhamdulillah. We go and travel, their churches are empty. BBC documentary, the rise of the crescent and the fall of the cross. The rise of the crescent. You know, by our masjid we put the moon and the crescent. So the moon and the star and all that. So the rise of Islam and the fall of the cross. It's not we, it's BBC carried it. Muslim, there's no place. Russia, Moscow, I went. Subhanallah, in the heart of Moscow, five-story masjid. Jummah time, 25,000 people there. Eid time, 250,000 people, 250,000 people. Moscow. The police are there, the guards are there, they can't even stop the people. Nobody can stop Islam. Remember that nicely. Humko kaam karna hai. We have to present Islam to the people. We have the best. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greets Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah gives Bisharat. Look at Rahmatul Alameen. How much He loves us. Ya Allah, you send salam to me, but I want to send salam to my ummah. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Salam upon all of us and especially the pious servants. Jibreel alayhi salam is not there, but he can hear the dialogue. He shouts and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasul. When you read Salat, so think about what we are saying. Today we read Salat, we're thinking of our wife or somebody else's wife. Understand? So remember these type of things, brothers. Then the three gifts, gift of Salat. The non-Muslim asked me, for what you pray five times a day? We pray once a week. That also sometimes they must. So why you pray five times a day? I said, see, you're not Muslim. You know, we get non-Muslims, they interact with Allah's help. I said, see, that when we perform the prayer before sunrise, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour. So we read, I'm speaking of the mandatory, compulsory Salat. So we read two rakats, two units. We are thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the sense of touch. This glass, I can tell you whether it's warm or whether it's cold. So we read our two rakats. Ya Allah, you gave me the sense of touching, of feeling. So we know it's hot or it's cold. Then Zuhur time, after the sun passes the zenith, then we read four rakats. Why we read four rakats? Ya Allah, you gave me the sense of hearing. I can hear the adhan, east, west, north, south, all directions I can hear. So all the sounds we can hear from all four directions, good sounds, bad sounds. So we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. Then Asr time, late afternoon comes, so we read another four rakats. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of quwwat ashamma, the sense of smelling. So why? Our wife cooks some nice akni. She cooks some nice biryani. Before we even enter the house, we get all the mashallah fragrance. And if the bad smell also, you know what happens. So you must remember that the stench and all that. I was in China, I used to walk past the restaurant, I used to cover my face, you know. They eat the cat and the rat and the dog and the wine and swine and whole, whatever, anything moves they eat. Touch is a move. You know, understood? They say touch is a move, you know. So you must remember that. So I used to cover a stench, you know. I told that lady there in that Holiday Inn, I said, bring some jam. She brought something in a pot, it was jumping. I told her jam, I don't know what she understood. You know. So you must remember this. So brothers, so we thank Allah for the sense of smelling. Asr Salat. Maghrib Salat, sun goes down, we read three rakats. Ya Allah, we thank you for the sense of sight. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the tajalli and the nur of Almighty Allah, the radiance and effulgence. So, ma kadabal fu'adu ma ra'a. The Master alayhi salam saw with his heart mubarak on Mi'raj. He saw with his eyes mubarak, ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha. All in Surah wa Najmi. Surah 53, open the first 15 verses. So we thank Almighty Allah, the sense of sight. Ya Allah, we can see in front, right, back, three directions. We can't see at the back. Then we're going to perform Isha Salat tonight, 8 o'clock in this masjid, this musalla, inshallah. The sense of taste. Anything we consume, solid or liquid, sweet, sour, bitter, salty. Can you get a better religion than this? Where every day we are thanking Almighty Allah. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. O insan, O human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Allah Jalla Wala created you from the wombs of your mother, you knew absolutely nothing. But Allah gave you the intelligence, go to your mother's breast and nourish yourself. Who taught that baby that? وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. Allah blessed us with the faculty of hearing. وَالْأَبْصَارَ. With the faculty of sight. وَالْأَفْئِدَ. With the heart and the mind to understand. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that we thank Allah. So my brothers, make this pledge and covenant from today. I will never miss Salat. Whether I'm in Hadar or Safar, in the plane, or whether on the train, or whether in my hometown. So understand. That's why I'm so sad and I cry. Ya Allah, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa'innum la ya'lamu. How can we ever close our masajid? This morning a person sent and told me a message. He said, I read 50 years Jummah Salat in this masjid and today they closed it down and I even missed my Jummah Salat. See, brothers. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. We have become our own enemies. And then when we perform salat, one chip in the east and one in the west, and that what, we're playing football or what? One in the right wing and one in the left wing and one center forward. What's wrong with us? The Master alayhi salatu salam, hadith Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. Not we make all football here, one here, one here, one here. What's all shaitan here told us? So don't curry favor with people. Ayabtaguna indahumul izza, you're looking for honor by them, the non-Muslims, the governments, the politicians. Fa innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Izzat comes from Allah alone. Let me give you one incident, we got time. First give 5 salat. Second give the last 2 verses, Surah 2, verses 285, 286 of Surah Baqarah. Aman al-Rasul. And then, Fansurna al-Qawm al-Kafirin. Learn it by heart. Read it every night. You won't have husband, wife fighting, parents, children. Man qara'ahuma fi laylatin kafata. Tonight read the last 2 verses. If you do nothing else, at least read that. And every night read it. So Allah will suffice for you because you read these last 2 verses which Allah gave as a gift to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And third, give the people the ummah glad tidings. You die with Iman and Islam. You never committed kufr and shirk, blasphemy and polytheism. Falahul Jannah is for him, for that person is Jannah. The hadith authentic in Sahih Muslim. Carry on. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, miraculous nocturnal journey. The Master alayhi salam asked Jibreel alayhi salam, I am getting and receiving that a ra'ihatun tayyiba, a fragrance coming, it seems, from Jannah. What is all this? There is hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Tabarani, and various ahadith compilations for the ulama. He said, Jibreel alayhi salam informs Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, this is the fragrance coming to Mashita. Huma adraka man Mashita? Who is Mashita? Mashita is the daughter of the Pharaoh, the Zalim, who would kill the children, the boys of in Egypt. He feared for his rule and monarch kingdom. So, what she did, O Jibreel alayhi salam, he said that Mashita radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was growing up and she had a comb. They were combing her hair, it fell down. She said, my Allah, that she took Allah's name. So the khadim, you know, the servants were all surprised. They were calling Pharaoh because Pharaoh enslaved them and their thought process. He was drunk in his power. He said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. So they said, is there Allah beside Pharaoh? Imagine such their minds were. They said, of course, who created the heavens and the earth? So Mashita is the daughter of Pharaoh, and remember, in the palace she grew up with everything you get. But she believed in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They told Pharaoh, she doesn't believe in you, she believes in the Supreme Being. He was furious, you don't believe in me. He said, no. So he opened the trenches, like you see in Iran, they're making big, big trenches to dump the people now. So, and he said that now we're going to punish you and torture you. So she said, do whatever you want to. So she gave her life for the sake of Islam to remain steadfast. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on a miraculous nocturnal journey, and then the ra'iha tayyiba, the fragrance of Jannah coming towards Mashita, is given to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inform your ummah that never sell Islam, never compromise with Islam. Allah will give you the fragrance of Jannah here in this world also. Quran says this. Where Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. In your lifetime, become true Muslim, remain steadfast. That in your lifetime, Quran says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the malaika will come to you. And what will they say? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا. Don't have any fear. Don't have any sadness. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. We give you the glad tidings of Jannah already while you are alive. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We will protect you in this world. We protect you in the hereafter. You practice by deen, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. So for you, whatever you desire, you are my mehman, and I, Allah, نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورٍ. I am hospitable to you. You're not only mehman of mine in Arafat, you are mehman of mine and guest of mine forever. Like how we are the guest of Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, Capital Group, we say Jazakumullahu Khairan to all of them, and to Brother Muhammad Ikhlas, Ahmad Tahir, and Brother Muhammad Hussein, their parents, everyone. So yeah, we become the guest of Almighty Allah. So that is what is the message of Mi'raj, brothers. Allah will elevate us also, provided we show our dedication, devotion to the Deenul Islam. In the ending, as Maulana mentioned, we all know the halat in the micro, South Africa, and the macro, the whole world. So many, don't close your masjid. We need more of Allah's mercy. Don't let people instill fear in you. Don't let people, these non-Muslims, now Muslims also. One day I was in South America, Venezuela. So they told me, come, we take you a little bit in town. I see everybody, this is 10 years ago or something. So everybody carrying was toilet paper. So I asked Maulana, toilet paper, you have bought sasta hai, mere khayal se. I asked him, this toilet paper is very cheap here, what? Every chap got toilet paper, what's the story? He said, what, 6 months, there was no toilet paper. So therefore, all the toilet paper got finished, you know, sanctions and all this funny thing. So, the politics of it. So, now they're stocking up and piling it up. Now I see South Africa also. They forgot all the butt coin, now they want the butt coin. You know, understood? And this type of things here. So, we got nuts or what? We Muslim. So you must remember this type of things. If you don't have toilet paper, we got water, what are we using the water for? So you must remember. We're washing our hands for 1400 years. We're touching our children. Your mothers, sisters, forget all this. You send me questions tomorrow between 2 and 4 is Q&A. You say, my child made poo and he did this. Can I use wet wipe and just do shortcut? How you can do wet wipe and all? You must use water. So Islam taught us the best way. So whether it is before eating, after eating, whether it's ghusl, whether it's wudu, whatever it is. So Islam, today they telling you what Islam taught us. Today Human Rights Day. I tell them, don't come tell me your human rights. Our human rights is connected to divine rights. Divine rights, they are rights of Allah Jalla wa'ala. The rights, prophetic rights, the rights of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we come to human rights. Then you see harmony in society. You took divine rights and threw it out of the window. You took prophetic rights and threw it out and put human rights, and therefore the prisons are full and half the community got now all the mixed up things. That you know what's happening, the crime rate, the murder rate, the AIDS, all these problems today. So my brothers, and my last and final message to you is this. Each one of us, cry to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Majlul Aqsa. Protect all our masajid. And Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wherever they are being persecuted. Whether it be in Syria or in Burma. Whether it be in Bangladesh or whether it be in Yemen. Whether it be in Palestine or whether it be in Egypt or whichever country. We must remember the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah today are being in Guantanamo Bay. Who's there? It's only Ahlul Sunnah. So remember, my brothers, we belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Stick and comply with that during difficult times and times of ease. Everything is in the hands of Almighty Allah. We got 5 minutes left, I think, for Dua Adhan. We all now turn to Almighty Allah. We make dua on this night, 27th Rajab, tomorrow 27th Rajab. One incident I give you, and you should know this and share it with the world. It is the year 637, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes from Medina, 1719 patches. Palestine is conquered, Baytul Muqaddas is conquered, Sahaba Tabi'een shout Allahu Akbar. This is Majidul Aqsa. In front of Aqsa al-Mubarak, there's a mountain till today is called Jabal Mukabbar, the mountain of Takbir. When they said Allahu Akbar, the mountain echoed Allahu Akbar. So the Umar radiallahu anhu signs the mithaq and the agreement with Sufyan, the non-Muslim Christian leader. And then it was Salat time. He, Sufyan, said, perform Salat. He said, I know, but I fear one day my people will say, Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar, perform Salat here. And maybe they will want to take it away. So I threw the stone, and where he threw the stone landed, he read Salat there. Majlul Aqsa, the structure in front, at the back, the golden dome. Abdul Malik bin Marwan built it in the year 72. On the right-hand side, you have Majid Umar, where the stone landed, he read Salat there. We protected their churches, we protected their monasteries, we protected everything of theirs. But we are the bad people, we are the people who are the terrorists and the fundamentalists and extremists today. Go study your history, O non-Muslims. 637. 1099, you, the Salbiyin, the Crusaders came, you murdered, slaughtered the Muslims in Palestine. It is the darkest pages in Christian history. That blood was flowing more than water in Palestine. Allah Jalla Wala, 27 Rajab, 1187, 88 years occupation. That, remember that the mimbar in Aqsa, no Jummah Salat, 88 years. Allah Jalla Wala chose Salahuddin Ayyubi, non-Arab, he should not smile. And he conquered Akka, Hittin, Asqalan. And then Jummah time, he conquered Palestine and Baytul Muqaddas. Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab. Waharraraha Salahuddin. Wa may yuharriruha al-an. When I went in 89, the Arab gave me this. He said, you came all the way from South Africa just to read Salat? I said, yeah. So he shook his head. And then he said, wait, for you I must do one thing. And it's good Allah put in my head. So he said, come, we go speak to the police. Aqsa, the ground floor. The real Aqsa is the basement. Everything happened there. So he said, you came from so far, I'm going to speak to policemen, and he must open for you. So subhanallah, he opened everything. We went right down in the basement. Long story, all these things. So do something for the love of Allah, and see how many things will happen. So anyway, conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar, liberated during the time of Salahuddin. Salahuddin Ayyubi climbs on a mimbar after 88 years. How do you start a khutbah? فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So the remnants and relics of the zalims and oppressors are cut to pieces and shreds. Ya Allah, we praise you alone. That is Salahuddin. He passes away in the Banu Umayyah Masjid in Syria, Damascus. Outside you will see his grave Mubarak. The German government put a board and a plaque there. Saladin the Just. Saladin the Just. We can't forget your ihsan. How you treated the non-Muslim prisoners. How you treated the non-Muslims. Oh, Saladin Salahuddin. That is our Islam. You go, Majlul Aqsa, Qubbatul Sakhra, behind, on the right is Majlul Umar, behind there is Kanisatul Qiyamah, the Holy Sepulchre, Easter is coming, all this is Christianity. They say, the Christians, Jesus was crucified, and then he was buried, oh, we reject all that. Queen Helena, H-E-L-E-N-A, she built that Holy Sepulchre, all that. The holiest place in Christianity from Salahuddin Ayyubi, who conquered Palestine 27 Rajab, 1187 Gregorian calendar. So the keys, the Christians said, Salahuddin, Saladin, take these keys. We Christians, we will have Skopskitten Donner. Now you chaps don't speak Afrikaans. So we're going to fight all these things, these keys you take. And you look after it. From 1187 to 2020, the holiest place of Christianity, the Muslims have the keys, they open the church every day and close it every day. Teach the people who are Muslims. Your church, we're looking after it. You see, my brothers, don't suffer from a complex. We have the best and we want to share it with the rest. Come, we conclude today's talk, inshallah, with one dua and then we'll make collective dua. The dua is, we know all this virus and all these things, so read this dua, is authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. Allahumma. Read, brothers, Allahumma. Don't worry, we all under 100 years, you understand? No one is 100 years and older, we all under 100, you understand? So don't worry of anybody here. Doesn't be so frightened. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from dreaded diseases. So everything we ask Allah, Allah controls everything. Come brothers, we got time to make special dua. Make dua for the ummah and everybody also.
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم يا الله all those brothers sisters who want to go for Umrah, want to go for Ramadan, want to go for Hajj Baitullah, apna mehman bana de ya Allah, apna mehman bana de, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko mehman bana de, ya Allah apna bana mehman bana de, bar bar hazri nasib farma, bar bar hazri nasib farma, Allah marzukna shafaat al Nabi al Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Allah grant us the shafa'a intercession of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين